You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care.
It's tough, so I'm playing music. I'm playing theme music to try to get us happy. Joining me from the great state of Texas is Michael Musselman, where it was cloudy this morning. Give us a weather give us a weather update, man. What's going on in Texas?
Looks like rain on the horizon, man.
Uh-oh. What kind of rain? Is it transition weather front rain, which means thunderstorms, or just like maybe just normal stuff?
No, in this place, thunderstorms.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big part. But you know, Mike, are you in like tornado land, or are you south of it, or where are you relative to tornado land down there?
We get tornadoes. I mean, in a year before I moved here was the big, or a couple years before I moved here, was a big tornado that killed some people.
In Granbury?
Yeah.
Wow. No, those, I'll tell you, if you've never been around one, tornadoes, man, they're, well, you grew up with them in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
No stranger to them. The Midwest has them all over the place. And,
yeah, they're not scary to me. I kind of find them fascinating, really.
Well, until they get close.
Yeah, until they start, you know, wrecking the house.
Yeah. until they start doing the Wizard of Oz on your ass, then it's I guess they're not scary. But hey, Tim Lynch just sent me an article, and I'll give you the date and who did it so we can talk. But I'm just going to ask you if this number surprises you. This is March 1st of 2017. On a website called the Daily Caller, which is a news internet news organization. Deployed U.S. Navy has a pregnancy problem, and it's getting worse. A record 16 out of 100 Navy women are reassigned from ships to shore duty due to pregnancy, according to data obtained under the Freedom of Information Act by the Daily Caller News Foundation investigative group. The number is up 2% from 2015, representing hundreds more who have to cut their deployment short, taxing their units' manpower, military budgets, and combat readiness. Further, such increases cast a shadow over the lofty gender integration goals set by former President Barack Obama. Now, I don't know if the Daily Caller is conservative or liberal. It sounds to me like they're a bit conservative. But does that number surprise you? 16% of the go-to-sea Navy?
No.
It doesn't?
Doesn't surprise me at all. Nope. You get women and men together in those kind of situations, and yeah, that shit's bound to happen all the time. Yep. It surprises you?
That 16% surprised me, yes.
Wow.
Does that make me stupid?
No, just, man, it's sad, but, yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
In January 2015, 3,335 women were pregnant aboard military vessels, representing about 14% of the 23,735 women then serving such duty. By August 2016, that number had reached nearly 16%, an all-time high for the Navy. The Navy reported 3,840 of the 24,259 women sailors who were aboard Navy ships were pregnant. 3,840, that's almost 4,000 sailors coming off ships with no replacement.
Yeah.
Holy.
Yeah. Right.
Holy shit, bro! That's a big number.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you know, hey, son, you know, you were conceived in the fantail of the USS Comstock.
Is that why we go to the ship every year, Mom?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Your father did some of his best work out on the Fantail.
Yeah.
The, Yeah, I did not know that. I did not know that. I don't know that the Navy or the DOD wants to talk about that.
No. No, that, because it shows that it doesn't work.
The, yeah. Let me just give you, just to move things around. From Montana, update from Montana. It's hot here. Moved the cows on horseback all day yesterday. Long day. Long day. So
Cry me a river. You got into that business. Don't sound bitching to me. I'm not impressed.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be hot.
Fresh air.
It's hard duty. You got into it. No one begged you to do it.
Yeah. And then, although when he went
Get up, Buttercup.
Yeah. When he went up there, he didn't have any cows, remember? The cows they brought and took up there because they're going to, like, harvest them in a couple years. You're going to have big beef. You know, they're going to have big beef sales and make a lot of money. So he had input into that.
Yeah. He did it. He did it himself.
And then Rudy hates Barack Obama. Obama's, every time somebody says, hey, a tree just fell in my backyard, Rudy chimes in, Obama. He's after Obama again today. Obama set us back years in decision-making to get votes. War isn't popular, so he pulled out to get votes, not doing what's right for long-term stability. You have to be good in the third and fourth phases of combat, right? The next comment from my friends is this: Mike Musselman, I no longer want to be part of the human race. Okay, so we're having like three conversations simultaneously: one about cows in Montana and the fact that he wants to go on light duty, and then Rudy talking about phase three and four in Afghanistan, in which we suck, blaming it all on Obama, and then you decide that you don't want to be part of the human race. Why?
Mm-hmm. Because of all this this talk about the statues, tearing down statues, you know, that's going to solve the problem. You know, that's the talk today. Oh, we're going to tear down. Here in Dallas, they want to tear down some statue. It's going to cost taxpayers $1.5 million to tear down one statue. You know, okay, if you want the statue down, and if you're part of that movement, you pay for it.
No, no, you know, come on. Be serious.
No, I mean, if you're going to be stupid about it, let's be stupid together.
Yeah, the monument discussion is, first of all, I keep saying it's an interesting, and I think most Americans ought to avail themselves the opportunity, read about slavery. It'll surprise you.
Oh no, yeah, that's next. They're gonna pass a law that forbids anything being talked about it. They're gonna pass a law that negates it ever happening.
Right. Yeah. Nothing to see here, boys. But also talk about the Civil War. And talk about trying.
Well, that's the next law. That's the next law.
Talk about trying to understand post Civil War, trying to bind the nation together again, and even though we freed the slaves, nobody thought they were equal, right? Nobody thought they should vote. Come on now.
Right.
Nobody was inviting them in to buy homes in our neighborhoods. Come on, you deal with them. Keep them in certain parts of the city. Come on, we all have our limits. Okay. Nobody talked about that part of our society, so we don't want to talk about that. We don't want to talk about, you know, why those monuments exist. You know, the bloodiest war in our history gets fought, and we're essentially east of the Mississippi, and communities got destroyed because, you know, again, I said, you know, a day or two ago, in 3 days of Gettysburg, approximately the same number die as it died in all of Vietnam. In 3 days at Gettysburg, and our nation didn't get past the Mississippi. That had a huge impact
on communities all over the nation, right?
Yeah.
And we did multiples of that event around the country. So imagine multiple Vietnam walls, like, dotting, you know, all over the mall in D.C. That would have been the Civil War. And so how do you bind those wounds? How do you allow the nation to come back together? And you get explanations for why these monuments existed. And, you know, who were the daughters of the Confederacy that put up all these racist symbols? And what were they doing? What were they seeking to honor? Well, it's not easy. I mean, if you can scream and yell about it, but if you learned about it, you could probably learn about your country. You'd learn about racism a little bit. You'd learn how simply passing a constitutional amendment didn't change shit. So I used to be a slave. Right. Now I'm a sharecropper. Oh.
Right.
Is that a better or worse deal? We're not sure. We'll let you know. Yeah. So
surrounded by stupidity, Mac. Yeah. Surrounded.
So that's why you don't want to be part of the human race anymore?
Yeah. I am waiting for the mass extinction to take place. I am going to celebrate it by barbecue.
Why is Gunnar having a big party? The world's about to end. He's excited. He's not going to have to, he's not going to have to listen to these idiots anymore.
That's right. Don't have to deal with any of them.
And then Montana Man said that, this, I said that 20 years ago. I don't recall him ever saying that or referring to saying that. He's just,
he's just jumping on the bandwagon.
You guys are really crushing a perfectly good morning. Wait a minute. You got out of bed in a sad mood because your cow herding yesterday was too hard.
You're crying about cow herding. I don't want to hear it.
Exactly. It's not even horse herding. You know, horses kind of move a little bit. Cows are just like, what do you
try
want?
Try cat herding. Try herding cats. There, Rob.
There you go.
Or you'll go back to cows right away.
There you go, cowboy. Try do a little cowboying and all of a sudden we got to go on light duty. All of a sudden, we're fragile again. So anyway,
cattle ranching is not for the young. It's not for the old.
No. Yeah, you ever see
Rob is an old guy.
Yeah, Rob's an old guy. Got an old goatee. How come you never grow a goatee? You could grow a goatee. You're like hair gifted.
Because I don't have that. One, I don't have the desire. Two, I'm satisfied with my age. I don't have to prove anything.
Ooh. What do you mean? Is growing a goatee, is that?
Cry for help.
it's a cry for help? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Hey, Mike, this is in the early bird today. Top U.S. general in Afghanistan says Trump's plan means a long-term U.S. commitment. Now, after, 16 years, finally, somebody states the obvious. Hello. Yeah. When you try to turn the Flintstones, into the
Jefferson or the Jetsons?
The Jetsons? you're gonna be there for a few years, kids. All right? It doesn't work very easily.
It's not an overnight thing, man.
Yeah. So hallelujah. We're making progress. As the human race. Hold on, here's an email. Hey Mac, I have a gun question for the gunner. I think somebody's trying to save the program.
Okay.
I have a bad shoulder, but I love to go deer hunting. What can I do to mitigate the recoil to my shoulder, because I'm on the verge of either one of two things, A, not going, B, converting to shoot left-handed and learning how to shoot again so I can have the recoil go into my left shoulder as opposed to my right. Is there anything that I can do to assist in dissipating recoil?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes, there is. Pick up crossbow hunting.
Let me tell you, I'm all about that. Rubber tip crossbows.
Yeah, right. No, not rubber tips.
What?
Pick up crossbow hunting.
Well, don't I stick a crossbow on my right shoulder?
It's no recoil, though.
Oh. Okay. All right. That makes sense. All right.
So, there's your solution.
Other than that, if I don't want to go become... See, I like that idea because I'm more of a fan of the stalking and the tracking and then rubber tipping them so that they know that, yeah, you know that...
Yeah, they know that it could have been their day.
Yeah, when they go lay down at night and, like, start eating the grass, they're like...
Always on their mind. That day could have been their last.
That could have been... He lays down, he's eating some straw, and like, yeah, that guy shot me with a rubber tip arrow. He could have had my shit, man. Whoever that was, man. Thank God he's a cool dude. Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
I know that he knows that I know that he knows. And that's all that I want. I don't want to kill him. And then I got to gut him, and then I got to do all that. Pfft, come on, man. Pfft, who needs that?
Yeah, the other solution is just go buy venison at a store.
Exactly. No, I like
There's being... No recoil with that.
I like being outdoors. Oh,
No recoil when you go buy venison at some game place. So
the hold on, let me. Okay, no, finish that. So if he wants to shoot rifle, is there nothing else he can do? I would imagine. I mean,
The more he shoots that rifle, the worse it's going to get.
Okay.
So that's why I say pick up a crossbow.
So he has to learn how to shoot left-handed.
No, I mean, you can shoot with the crossbow with the bum shoulder. Again, no recoil. There's not going to be deterioration.
Okay, let's just say he's not. He's kind of stuck in his ways, and he wants to, because all his buddies go deer hunting. He doesn't want to be the crossbow guy. He's got to shoot left-handed then.
This is one of those things.
Can you shoot left-handed?
Yeah.
Ooh.
But this is one of those things. If he really wants to do it, then there's an option. If that's not an option, well, then, you know, you're leaving yourself less and less options. You know, I can help you if you want to be helped. If you choose not to, then there's nothing much I can do for you. But
okay, shoot left-handed. How long did it take you to acquire good skills left-handed?
Not long at all.
There you go. There's your solution.
Yeah.
Left-handed. Yeah. Go to the range, start practicing, become a left-handed shot. You got another good shoulder. Another email. Hey, Mac, you gave the weather temperature for Lashkar Gah this morning. Have you or Mike ever been to Lashkar Gah? I have not. Mike, you ever been to Lashkar Gah?
Yeah, I've been to Lash.
The Brits own Lash. What were you doing in Lash?
Yeah, the Brits. I was eating Brit food and buying their semi-soft porn magazines.
Oh, my. that's a violation of General Order Number 1. How could you? Let's transition a conversation out of that. Exactly.
Well, I wasn't buying it for me.
For others, because you knew they needed it. Okay, they needed it. The Brits had an incident that was awful. They had a young soldier that left night vision goggles. He sat down, on a patrol, they stop. He somehow or other puts his night vision goggles down. Or some optical device down, and they continue the patrol. They finish the patrol, and he discovers he doesn't have it. He runs back out to get it. He then is yoked up by the Taliban, and he's then murdered. And I just remember that was a bad day in Lashkar Gah. Because they said, hey, and we snapped BCP'd a vehicle checkpoint at the whole AO in case they were trying to move him and then hold him for ransom, but then they found his body, I don't know, hours later, and it was just a bad deal in Lashkar Gah. Another text message. Mac, what's next? People protesting our war monuments? A bunch of liberals wanting to tear down the World War II Memorial or the Korean War Memorial and the Vietnam Wall and, Lord help us, our beloved Marine Corps Monument? You watch, Mac. This will happen. Look, they can tear all of them down. When they go up the hills in Arlington for the Marine Corps War Memorial, though, or if they go near the cathedral down in Quantico, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over, boys.
Well, you can't. There'll be a bill that passes that is making it illegal to name your offspring Robert, Sherman, anybody, you know, with the name, like the first name or the last name that's reminiscent of Civil War leaders. So Lee, all of those Asian people with the last name Lee have to change their name. Got to.
Here's another one. Mac, one of the other things that's going to happen is that stupid cartoon with that little dog named Sherman. That's got to go.
Yeah. That, I take offense to that right now.
That little doofus, dweeby Sherman dog? What cartoon was that? Peabody and Sherman.
Peabody and Sherman.
Yeah, Peabody can stay. Sherman got to go. Okay. How about, here's another text message. How about Lee and Perrin Worcestershire sauce? I think Lee is spelled L-E-A, if I'm not mistaken, on Worcestershire.
Yeah, I think it's L-E-A. Yeah, I think it's safe for now. But it's British.
Oh.
And so, yeah, the British, you know, the War of 1812.
Can we give them a carve out a caveat for the Brits?
No, the Brits got to go too.
The Brits got to go too. Oh, shit, man. Here's another one. Mac, it is truly astounding. And I think I'm with Mike. I don't want to be part of the human race anymore because in this country, we have, and then in parentheses it says, please say this correctly, morons. Morons all over the place.
Yep.
Can you imagine that there would ever be an elected official that would argue for the assassination of the President of the United States?
Nope.
How?
Again, this is one of those, I cannot believe we are at this stage in the human race. This is just astonishing to me.
And he says, how she's continuing to serve is absolutely beyond me. Look, I didn't care for Barack Obama, but only the true idiots among us said the things that they said. Now there seems to be so much of it that it just depresses me. And I'm with Mike. I don't watch the news much for that exact reason. It's distressing. I had an interesting discussion with my daughter, Catherine, last night. She's 24, you know. And we're talking about the monument thing, and I said, Catherine, let me ask you this: doesn't something in your head go off when somebody says the president's a racist? The president of the United States is a racist. Doesn't that, like, when you hear something like that, does it? And she said that all my friends think that. They state it as a fact. And I said, well, I said, first of all, anybody, he used to be a Manhattan liberal. Even the people that hate him say he's not a racist. So if he's not a racist, and he said there are good people on both sides of this issue, what did he mean if he's not a racist? If he's a racist, we know what he meant. And so if he's not a racist, what do you mean? That there's intellectuals that would defend the...
You're missing the point, though.
What's the point?
It doesn't matter. You're using the wrong context. So you're trying to understand this whole thing as an intellectual. You can't do that. So
what do I get to do?
You have, because the word racist now deals with any time that someone has a disagreement with anything that you, if you disagree with anybody's belief about anything, it doesn't have to do with racism. It could be with the economy. It can be with anything. Your brand is a racist by these liberals. They use that word now not in the context that it should be, So you disagree with the politics of the economics of this country. You're a racist. You don't like this whole streets. You don't like having stop signs at school crossings. You're a racist. You don't like the free trade agreement. You're a racist.
It all comes back to being a racist?
Everything does. Everything. So, again, if you have any disagreement with any type of liberal idiot, doesn't matter what you're disagreeing with. Doesn't have to do with race at all. You're a racist. Hell, they use, if you don't like women, you're not a sexist. You're a racist.
How do we get here? Because look, I never owned.
How did we get here?
I never owned a slave. I never did any of that.
Because you're white, so you automatically are racist. See how that works? You're born white. You are automatically a racist. It doesn't matter. You have to think stupid. You're thinking intellectual stuff. Think stupid, and it works for you. And you start seeing it. You're like, oh. I get it. Okay, I am a racist because I'm not stupid. Because so if you're smart, you're a racist.
This is like, I don't know that I could understand it. And so my conversation with my daughter last night, I mean, it was kind of interesting that she said, you know, Dad, if my friends heard you talking right there, they would, like, their heads would explode. I said, well,
yeah, because you're a racist, man. God, I mean, how many times are you going to say this?
I said, well, what about the border and the stuff down there? And I said,
you're a racist.
I said, so the
you
fact
the wall
that
built? You're a racist.
The fact that I think that we need to secure the southern border, and then once we do that, we can find a legal path to citizenship for the people that are in this country, because we've at least slowed down to a trickle. You know, the number of people that are coming here illegally, now we can deal with the other piece of this.
No, that's racist.
That's bad, Catherine? That's the only way you're going to get there?
You're a racist, man. You believe in border security, you're a racist. You believe in vetting people coming to this country, you're a racist. You vote Republican, you're a racist. You drive beyond the speed limit. You drive, if the speed limit is 75, you do 80, you're a racist.
So if I think 16% of the females assigned to Navy ships that are pregnant...
You're racist. You're racist and you're a sexist. You're both.
Oh, shit. That's awesome.
See, now it makes sense to you.
It does make sense to me. It's all coming together. Okay, now, I'm going to give you a quiz, okay? I'm going to give you a news quiz. All right. So in the early bird, there's a top five stories, and then they have like categories. Okay, this is under the category of Army. Okay, so there's a blue story.
You know, if you read the early bird, you're a racist.
I know. I'm okay with it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So I'm going to read you stories. You tell me which is the number one, the top story in the section. Okay. So there's this like blue placard, and then inside the blue placard in white it says Army, and then it has all these stories. And then there's one for Navy, Air Force. I want to say if there's one for Coast Guard, because you don't like the Coast Guard. No, there's
I
not.
I do like the Coast Guard.
You hate the Coast
Guard. They're not the military, though. They're Department of Homeland Security. I do like them, but they fall under the whole Homeland Security.
Okay, so here are the stories in the Army section. You tell me which one of these stories is number one. Fort Riley soldier found dead on post. Another one. Army paratrooper found dead in Italy barracks. Fort Carson soldier killed in training accident. Yeah, the Army hasn't had a very good 24 hours. Army developing video game to aid weapons prototyping efforts. Next one, Army Space Force has doubled in 6 years and demand is still going up. Infantry drill sergeant suspended after sexual assault allegations from female recruits. Okay, now all those stories.
Ding, 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 ding.
What are you ding, 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 ding about? Which is the number one story?
The last one.
Right. You're right.
You're right. Damn it. I hate when this happens. Okay. These are the top five stories. Tell me which one is
I'm thinking stupid right now. I got my stupid hat on.
So you can, you can see everything clearly now.
Yeah. When you put the stupid hat on, everything makes sense.
It's kind of like putting the glasses on for the eclipse.
Yep. You can see it clearly.
All right. These are the five stories that are categorized top five stories about the DOD. Lockheed Raytheon nabbed contracts for nuclear cruise missiles. Top U.S. general in Afghanistan says Trump's plan means long-term U.S. commitment. Trump again threatens government shutdown over border wall fight. Pentagon may have up to 20,000 troops in Iraq, Syria, and Afghanistan. It only reports 14,000. Transgender ban in military may begin in a month. Maybe get a month, says report, citing White House memo. Which one of those five
ding, ding,
is...
ding, 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 ding.
It's true. It's fucking true.
Yeah, ding, ding.
You're what? You win, man. You win. You don't have to go home with the consolation prize, name this headline. You won today. You say...
Yeah, because I'm thinking stupid. You're not thinking stupid. The problem is you can't get stupid.
I need,
you know, like the movie. What was the movie? Tropic Thunder with what's his name?
Daryl Dawkins.
No, with the comedian.
I don't know. Chocolate Thunder. I don't know what you're talking about.
Tropic Thunder, or something like that. With they were doing the play on. They're all actors, and they were trying to make a Vietnam movie. You know what I'm talking about. Right?
No, I don't. I have no idea.
Okay. You got it. Don't. It's called, I'm typing it. And
here's another story.
This will make me a racist. This is going to make me a racist.
Just accept it.
Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder?
It's called Tropic Thunder, yeah. Can you hear this?
When I was being jacked, I actually felt retarded, like really retarded. I mean, I brushed my teeth retarded. I smoked bus retarded. In a weird way, I had to myself up to believe that it was okay to be stupid or dumb, be a moron.
Be a moron.
Listen. An imbecile. Yeah.
Okay, so what's
when
the...
I play character, when you secure.
Hey, wait, right here.
Jack. Stupid ass Jack. Trying to come back from that. In a weird way, it's almost like I had to sort of fool my mind into believing that it wasn't retarded. And by the end of the whole thing, I was like, wait a minute, you know? I washed so much out, how am I going to jumpstart it up again? It's just like, yeah, yeah, right?
Just fucking bathtubs and laughing your ass off.
Wait. What's the title of that? And I'll play it.
It's called Tropic Thunder. Never go full retard.
Never go. And it's YouTube.
Yeah.
Never go.
I can't believe you've never seen that. That is one of the most classic things of all time.
All right, hold on. Let me tell me if this is it.
Do it.
YouTube, man. Unbelievable. Give me 1 second. It's teeing up.
About what?
You seriously don't know? Everybody knows you never go full retard.
Is this what you're talking about?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Here you have it.
What do you mean? Check it out. Dustin Hoffman, Ray Man, look retarded, act retarded, not retarded. Count two picks, cheat cards, autistic, sure, not retarded. Yeah, Tom Hanks, Forrest Gump. Slow, yes, retarded, maybe, braces on his legs, but he chimed the pants off next to him and won a ping pong competition. That ain't retarded. He was a goddamn war hero. Right. You know any retarded war heroes? You went full retard, man. Never go full retard. You don't buy that? Yeah, Sean Penn, 2001, I am Sam. Remember? Went full retard. Went home empty handed.
Yep, that's what they've done. That's what these liberals have done. They've gone full retard.
That is some seriously stupid stuff. Shit. Oh, my God. So what is it? Is the movie about Vietnam?
They're doing like a movie. Yeah, they're actors trying to do this movie of doing something in Vietnam. And it's just a bunch of, it's funny, man. It's just a huge bunch of actors. Jack Black's in there. I mean, a lot of good, funny actors are in there. And it's a funny-ass movie. Great quotes from it.
All right, another email. Max, should I be depressed or should I just ignore the news and go on with life? I don't know. I think it's distressing to say the least when you see these discussions about monuments and again, I don't know that we should be surprised if politicians are involved in it. You know, you're only gonna, it's like I often say, like, when are the adults gonna get here and rescue us? You know, where are the adults? They need to come and find us and help us. Because left to the people, politicians, that are there, you get stupid. You know, you get stupid. What's appropriate? What's appropriate is to tell our history. To tell the whole history.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, tell it.
You know, he's having difficulties because he's trying to make sense of it.
I'm just trying to. You're right. He's trying to make sense of it. So what do you do? Just stick your head in the sand and you just go.
No, you don't stick your head in the sand. You just do what you can do. Hope for mass extinction, and live your life.
And then maybe the next humans, when they crawl out of, like, the sand and ashes, that they'll have...
Maybe they'll get it right.
They'll get it right.
Yeah. You just hope and pray that mass extinction takes place, no records got to go forward. So they can't uncover and find out who we were. They can't do what we did. They got to do it all new.
So, but let's see. Most of our records are going to be... digitized.
Computer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they won't last. So it's got to be something with an EMP that erases all of that.
Okay, explain to everybody what an EMP is.
Electrical magnetic pulse. So maybe an asteroid from outer space would be nice.
Hold on.
Quick, painless.
A big one. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
One that just... like when it hits, yeah, when
all
it hits, it like it obliterates like Europe and the Europe, the Atlantic Ocean, Russia and North America all go at one. And then
yeah, it's got to be quick because it can't allow us to like prepare for it and someone survive.
Yeah, and like it was such force that the concussion propels everybody else into outer space. No oxygen.
Oh, that'd be beautiful.
No oxygen. Everybody dead.
Yeah, man, that is. I can only pray for something like that.
That's brutal. Here's a seagoing question. I don't know that I want to entertain this though.
Why is it? Is it trying to someone be an intellectual?
Yeah, someone's trying to be smart.
Yeah,
So here.
So if you're listening right now,
question to you two seagoing Chumleys. 16% sounds like a lot of people to me. Something manageable.
It
I could
is.
See between 5 and 10%. But I would hope that it would be less than 5%. That would be absorbable. But 16%, that means those
female sailors go where? And does somebody get reassigned from a shore billet to go back to sea? Is that how that works?
Yes. This is what we talked about when we talked about the military accepting this transgender stuff. So we accept transgender, then what happens is that person becomes unemployable. Someone else has got to suck it up. You know, so then your loved one is on back-to-back deployments. You know, this sucks.
Another email. And then this is the last serious one I'm going to ask because Mike's not in the right frame of mood, right frame of mind for this. Mac, about an hour ago, you bagged on the idea that these sailors were exhausted on these ships. I'm a sailor, a former type, and I kind of take exception to that. But I'm curious about what the gunner said. In your comments, you said, hey, on three different occasions, I've deployed to Ramadi, Fallujah, and Afghanistan. I know people that have worked round the clock 7 days a week. I know the way they lived. Three square meals, sleeping in a bed, is not what I call exhausting. It certainly might be taxing, but not exhausting. Okay, let me just say this. I said that. This is the part that I left out, and I need to go get the audio cut from Eric Smith. Okay? Do you think in their downtime that they go right to the rack and they go to sleep when they're working a lot? Or do you think they go down and watch TV, fuck around, and get on PlayStation, and then finally go to sleep? What do you think they do?
That's, what are we talking about?
That's the part that I left out, okay? Because that's the way it is. Eric Smith from Ramadi in 2005 said, my job is to give them what they need, not what they want. What they want to do when they get off patrol here in Ramadi is come back and get on Game Boy and PlayStation and talk shit and then go to chow and then lay around and then not sleep enough. What my job is to make them clean their weapons, get the vehicles ready, shore up the sandbags, eat, and then go to sleep. That's my job, give them what they need so they live. Right? They can bitch at me about the Game Boy shit later. But left to their own devices, what would they do? They'd come back, their weapons would be dirty, and they'd start playing PlayStation. So in an undisciplined organization, if you're trying to sell me that these guys are so exhausted that everybody's head is on the fucking counter, bullshit. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Okay, so out of that, Mike, the question is to you. Do you buy that these sailors on these ships are so exhausted that they can't stay awake for their watches?
No. Oh, I mean, that's the argument?
That, yeah, that was the question. Exhausted? That was a, yeah.
No, absolutely not. No. They're up watching movies. They're doing, yeah, no, no. They're playing spades in the chow hall when it's not working. You know, those, no. Movie night, you know, on the CCTV, whatever. That's the stuff that, no. Nope, I don't buy it.
Yeah, let me just tell you, we wouldn't buy it for Marines.
No, I wouldn't buy it. Because I've seen the Marines, even in some of the remote outreaches where there's not, if they got power, they're going to get a TV, they're going to get something, and then it's movie night up until wee hours of the morning. You know, they're playing games. They're dicking around.
And, you know, I'm not going to name any names, but Michael, remember the incident. It was a reinforced squad get stuck out on the hilltop in Afghanistan, and a Marine wound up committing suicide there. And what happened was, he was struggling, to do his part, okay? And one of the ways it manifests itself is he kept falling asleep. Now, just think of this.
I was out there. Yeah.
They are on a hill, right, in a key part of in a key terrain location. So it was going
to... Yeah, just south of Last Cigar, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
It was going to be the beginning of a greater presence for us. But there was nothing. I mean, there was nothing. It was concertinaed in. They were living out of fighting holes. And so when they went to 25% alert at night, guess what? You had to be awake. And he fell asleep repeatedly. And they started getting in his ass. They were digging in his ass. Somebody punched him, right? And then the squad leader made him dig a hole. And he wrote a suicide note on his arm. And he put a squad automatic weapon in his mouth and he pulled the trigger. Now, that's a rough fucking life. When you're living in the dirt and when you have enemy around you, and that's a tough way to live. And that's the harsh existence when you can't carry your share of the load and your peers look at you like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Well, how did you, he was asleep because he's supposed to wake him up so that he can go on watch. And guess what? He never woke him up and they slept through the night. What? And it not
nobody.
Only, right. Not only happened once, but repeatedly.
Yeah. I remember that. I was out there when that happened, yeah.
Yeah, that was not. That sucked. That sucked.
And to put it into perspective, I mean, it was in a bad place, and we had to be there. You know, we had to prevent them from coming down, and that was a scene that they had exploited, and they were, Marines were, you know, getting their asses handed to them, and then when they finally put that little primitive patrol base out there, you know, it's one of those, yeah, it sucks, but you have to, everybody has to pull their own weight. If one guy, and you get to 90% efficiency, you're losing people. You have to be at 100% all the time. Yeah, there is no, well, we're at 90% for efficiency. Okay. So who's the 10% that want to raise their hand and volunteer to die?
Yeah.
So not me.
Go ahead, put your hands up. So, and I guess my point in saying this is that, and I'll give you another one. When you're in Iraq or Afghanistan and you work at night, and some monkey screws with the electrical grid and blows out generators and transformers. And you can't cool off a metal container that you sleep in, and so you can't sleep at all, and then you got to go back to work for 14 hours, and that goes on day after day after day. You know what it is to be exhausted because you can't sleep. I mean, it's the same conditions essentially that they found those people in Texas in those container trucks. When you sleep in an aluminum can. That's what was happening, and you're naked in there. You can't turn on a fan. You can't. The air conditioner doesn't work, and you're trying to sleep before the sun gets to 120 degrees, and your room gets to 100 and whatever it gets to. And you're thinking people die in this shit. Do that for about 5 days if you want to know what exhausted is. Is that an excuse? No. That's why God invented 5-hour energy drinks. And I'll tell you what, if there's somebody that ought to be sponsoring this fucking program right now, it's 5-hour energy drinks. You want to know why? Because Mike had a bunch of them. I don't know where he got them, but guess who used to go in and ask him for them? Moi. And you want to know what's great about those things? They don't fuck your brain up.
No, they allow you to think. Yeah.
They allow you to think. They don't make you feel like a wacko. And then they wear off quick enough where you can go to sleep. So,
yeah.
So, and then if you're really... really having a tough time, you put your hand up and you say, hey, man, can you sit here for a few minutes while I go get out in some sun and go do some pull-ups or something to get my blood moving because I'm struggling today. I threw a lieutenant colonel out of our COC, took him outside and chewed his ass because he kept falling asleep. And no excuse. There's no excuse for it. No excuse. I used to see him, too, after we got back. But he was falling asleep, and the Marines are looking at him laughing. And I'd woken him up like two or three times because he was sitting right in front of me. I said, hey, sir, you got to wake up. And after I woke him up the second time or third time, I said, hey, sir, you got a second? And he said, yeah. We went outside, and I said, hey, you got to get your shit together. And
And he didn't fall asleep. But you know what? You know what he was doing? He was going back to his room. He was watching movies and talking on the phone. And you can't do that in that world.
Right.
You got to go PT, then you eat, then you sleep. That's it. Groundhog Day. That's all you do. So
yeah,
it's stupid. So I don't. I kind of got in Mike's way, but did you buy the exhaustion?
No, I mean there were times where I was exhausted, you know, and fighting sleep in the vehicle, you know, trying to stay awake in a vehicle, and I'd sit where I was so uncomfortable that I couldn't fall asleep. And then my back would hurt, but it kept me awake, you know. But those are the things you got to do to fight that, to combat that. So, yeah.
All right. So on a happy note, what's on the news? What's on the agenda for today? Anything exciting? Anything fun?
No. I was spent the time with Buck yesterday.
My boy, Boop.
Old Buck. And did some quality inspections on some of his boots that he's putting together right now, and they passed.
Mike, you know everybody works a little bit better when they're supervised.
Yeah, Buck will tell you. He just laughed.
So, Buck, don't fight this sixth step in troop leading from the gunner. He's there to make you a better person. So you just take
that. Well, yeah, most of the time we spent bullshit, so he didn't. So
his wife, earlier
that morning, she was like, well, what's going on today? You know, he goes, well, Mike and Ron and Ralph, some of those guys are coming by, and she, first thing out of her mouth is, well, you're getting nothing done today.
why is it got to be like that?
That's the truth, actually, you know.
Okay, two more things and I'll let you go. One, okay. Text message on the secret text line. Do you guys hate the Navy? I don't.
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
I love the Navy. Sister
Service. I don't like the Air Force.
We hate the Army. We hate the Army. We want to fight the Army someday. If you ask us who do you really want to fight, we'd be like, we'll fight the Army. They could start in Utah. We'll start off the coast of California. We'll land and let's fight. Let's settle this shit once and for all. It won't take us long. Trust us. What? Yeah, that's how we want to fight.
We're just kidding.
Yeah. We love the Navy.
We like everybody.
It pains us.
It pains me to hear this stuff from the Navy because I look at the Navy with the utmost respect. I mean, I spent a lot of time at sea. Corpsmen, I love to death. You know, Navy doctors, surgeons, EOD. Not so much of a SEAL fan, but those are because, you know, some weird things that happened in my life with them.
Never mind. But again, we love the Navy. But when you can't drive ships, that's not good. No, let me just tell you this.
Well,
and you've heard us talk about how frustrated we were.
Aviation,
when
the aviation problems are happening in the Marine Corps,
painful.
You know, that is just that. Yeah, lack of leadership.
But again, I would say that those issues, they're not related to, and you've heard us talk about discipline. I mean, you heard Dave Furness call in yesterday and not understand a word that he said, but he was talking about discipline and the consequences of not being disciplined and doing what you're supposed to do. And I think that when we look at the Navy, that's what we see. And that now guys are dying in their racks asleep at night. You know, and they've only found one of the bodies that they're looking for. These nine other bodies are lost at sea. Fuck, come on, that's so unacceptable. It's ridiculous. Honestly, I mean, it's awful, and that's what pains us. We're so much better than that. How this happens? So no, we don't. Neither. I'll speak. I mean, for Mike and I, we don't hate the Navy. No, we love the Navy. I want to read you this and let you react, and I'll let you go. This is from a judge in Ohio. His name's Bill O'Neill. Congratulations, Cleveland Browns, on your win. Unfortunately, my season ended last night. I will never attend a sporting event where the draft-dodging millionaire athletes disrespect the veterans who earned them the right to be on that field.
shame on all of you. William O'Neill, Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Army, retired, Vietnam veteran, son of a World War II veteran, proud father of an Iraq veteran. What do you think, Mike?
I think that's awesome. Boom. More and more people got to do that. And before you know it, they'll stand up and take notice. Professional sports are becoming reminiscent of, you know, Hollywood, where they think they can do whatever they want to do and get away with it because, you know, their fan base. The problem is, guys, baseball and football, remember, your fan base is probably 90% conservative people. Liberal people don't like sports.
That's true.
You know, they would never see NASCAR do something like this because that's their whole fan base. And they're just not stupid.
Yeah. Nah, they're not, but like, only people to do stuff like this? Dixie Chicks.
Yeah. And where are they at now? They're playing some backstreet bars in Vegas.
No, they're in Menomon in Minnesota. They're up at a small.
They're up at a small casino
in Minnesota.
They're a headliner at some Indian reservation in northern Minnesota.
That's no bullshit.
Woo-hoo, there's success for you, girls.
I would love to see people start boycotting the NFL. And this whole notion that here's two cents on Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick doesn't have a job because the juice ain't worth the squeeze. He has played his way out of the NFL. He was not very good for the 49ers under multiple, you know, Chip Kelly is like an offensive genius.
Yeah.
He couldn't get that guy a system in place where that guy could be effective. And so he's played his way. And so when you hire him, you're hiring a second or third string quarterback and going to deal with all the baggage that comes with that dude. To include the socks he was wearing with pigs on them where he was ridiculing the police. You're going to bring him into the fold. You know, we all make choices in life.
Shut up and play baseball. Shut up and play football. Get your paycheck.
Right.
You know, you're playing a game. You're an entertainer. Like Jerry Jones said, now I love him because he said this. You're an entertainer. Don't ever forget that. And more importantly, you're my entertainer. You work for me. You're my employee. This team is not about you. So if someone crossed him, that's what I say. You'll never see a cowboy do this stupid shit on the field. He may do it, but he'll no longer be a cowboy.
Right. And it's his right to do it. But it's Jerry Jones's right to either employ him or not employ him based on his values too. I would just say this. When you want to go ahead and do the things that Colin Kaepernick has done, there's going to be consequences. And you say you're all in and all that. Well, now you better be all in because these are the consequences.
Yeah. Well, that's that old saying, man. You play stupid games, you're going to win stupid prizes.
So don't
sit there and go, I didn't expect this.
That's one of the, that's a Marine Corps enlisted saying, okay? They have like these simple, I threw a few of them out that you've never heard them in your life until you get in the Marine Corps. And you hear terms like dick skinners, and you're like, what? And you don't really understand it. It takes you, you have to like sit down and think about it. Like, what is he talking about? Get your dick skinners off my shit. And you're like, oh, he's talking about my fingers. Like, what in God's name is that? Right? And then stuff like shut your cock holster. What? Like, oh. And then. Right? Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. That gets said right before some really stupid shit starts to happen. Yes?
Yep.
And you're standing there going, oh, no, man. Not this. Not this.
Yep. No one told you to play that stupid game.
The,
I just heard Jason Whitlock on Fox Sports, and he was talking about Colin Kaepernick and how stupid he thought the protest was. And he says, look, are you focusing attention? Is this the way to focus attention on the issue? He said it's the most wrong-headed way because we never even get to the point of the protest because people are so offended when the nation's at war and they're doing this stuff. He said, so you can't be that serious about your message when your vehicle for protest obliterates your message and nobody even hears it. He said, so I just look at it and I think it's just stupid. It's short-sighted and they can't be serious about changing anything. And so to me, it's like, all right. Anyway, all right, we're over. Have a good day, man. Good luck with the...
I will talk to you later.
There he is. The end of civilization. The gunner, Mike Musselman. There you have it. The Marine Corps has a simplicity and a wisdom about it when you hear these things. And let me tell you, and they're always true. They're always true. When you hear them said, they're true as true could be. Anyway, that'll do it. Mike, thanks to Tim Lynch for coming on. One more email. Mac, you guys know you're women haters. You would love for the military to go back to all male days. Don't lie. When life was simpler. When women didn't go to sea. And you didn't deal with these issues aboard ship. And what's undeniable is that it was simpler. Mixing gender at sea has complicated life for everybody. I had not heard the 16% figure. That's a big number. That does impact readiness. Enjoy the program. You guys are knuckle draggers, though. If you offered me the option to go back to, you know, all male Navy, go to sea, I'd say absolutely, do it. What can I say? The problems that come when you mix genders because of the boy-girl thing are not insignificant, especially with that age group. It's not like, okay, we're going to send a bunch of 50-year-olds to run this ship. They're going to be the people that are going to run this ship are going to be between the ages of 18 and 30, hormones raging and all the rest of it. I mean, think about it. Now we've got more drill instructors. Being investigated. For not sexual harassment, sexual assault. So I think most people say, haven't we done this? Well, not with this group. These are new young men who are drill instructors for the first time. So it's an ongoing battle with every group that shows up. Yeah, so I'm not going to lie to you. There's wisdom in segregating the sexes. Maybe we should have all female ships. All male ships. There you go. That's the ticket. Nobody getting pregnant. At least not at sea anyway. All right, enough of this. Have a great day. This program repeats itself momentarily, so don't touch that dial. On a Thursday, All Marine Radio. Over and... out.